Nolte, Scarlett Johansson still stands by Woody Allen after hashtag MeToo hysteria, I believe him. By John Nolte on December 1, 2025. If the Democrat Party ever returns to sanity, when the history of the fascist hashtag MeToo movement is written, it will read exactly like the Hollywood blacklist of the 1950s. Good intentions destroyed by political zealots, cowards, and opportunists. Communism is every bit as evil, oppressive, and murderous as Nazism and has no place in America. Same with the men who exploit their power and physical advantages to abuse women. Unfortunately, righteous crusades against both have turned into indefensible witch hunts. And no one will be remembered as an example of hashtag MeToo hysteria more than Oscar-winning writer/director Woody Allen. In 1992, Allen was falsely accused of molesting his daughter. Two separate states conducted lengthy and detailed investigations into the allegation and went so far as to find him innocent. No charges were ever filed. No grand jury was ever convened. The cases were not even dropped. Instead, both states declared the allegation false. But back in 1992, America was still a sane country that not only believed in innocent until proven guilty but understood that if two in-depth investigations into Allen found nothing, he should be allowed to resume his life. And so he did. Until the hysteria of the hashtag MeToo movement destroyed his career based on nothing more than the fascist horrors found in these three words, believe all women. So here was a man who had spent six decades in Hollywood and on Broadway working with some of the most desirable women in the world without a hint of scandal, impropriety, or complaint. And still, 25 years after he had been cleared, and in one of the most disgusting acts of moral cowardice I've ever seen, they still destroyed him. Amazon cut him loose from a multi-film contract. No one else will finance his movies, and neo-McCarthyites like Timothy Chalamet, Greta Gerwig, Mira Sorvino, Reese Witherspoon, Natalie Portman, and Ellen, now Elliot but still a girl, Page apologized for working with him. A few, like Alec Baldwin, Sean Penn, Michael Caine, and the late Diane Keaton, stood by their old friend, but one of his most strident defenders has been Scarlett Johansson. She made three good, Scoop, To Great, Match Point, Vicky Cristina Barcelona, movies with Allen and in 2019 went so far as to say she believes him when he says he's innocent. In a recent interview with The Telegraph, she stood by her friend and perfectly summed up how the Hollywood left's modern blacklist works. What were the consequences of defending Allen? The Telegraph asked. Did Johansson miss out on any work as a result? Did she lose any friends? I guess it's hard to know, she says. You never know what the domino effect is, exactly, she answered. That's what makes today's Hollywood blacklist so much more insidious than the 1950 blacklist. At least in the 1950s, you were told you were being blacklisted. You were also told why and given a road to redemption. Today's leftist Hollywood blacklist doesn't even have the decency to admit you've been blacklisted. Your phone simply stops ringing. As far as redemption, a completely exonerated in court Kevin Spacey proves there is no road back. Johansson went on to say of her decision to stand by Allen that my mom always encouraged me to be myself. That it's important to have integrity, and it's important to stand up for what you believe in. She added, at the same time, I think it's also important to know when it's not your turn. I don't mean that you should silence yourself. I mean, sometimes it's just not your time. And that's something I've understood more as I've matured. So she's not backing down from what she told the far-left Hollywood Reporter back in 2019. I love Woody. I believe him, and I would work with him anytime. I see Woody whenever I can, and I have had a lot of conversations with him about it. I have been very direct with him, and he's very direct with me. He maintains his innocence, and I believe him. Woody Allen turned 90 yesterday. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.